Bright Future. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. In today's episode of Bright Future, the seventh of the series, on the seventh day and 41st anniversary of the 10-day dawn marking the glorious victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, under the astute leadership of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, we focus on the fundamental principle of velayat-e-faqih, or governance of supreme jurisprudence, that is the key to the power and prestige of the Islamic Republic over the past four decades. Stay with us, please. Said, the source of the success of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic is the principle of the leadership of the pious, as is evident by the concept of velayat-e-faqih, or governance of the supreme jurisprudent. This means that since we are living in the qaybat-e-kubra, or major occultation of the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, the 12th and last infallible heir of the Almighty, last and greatest messenger to all mankind, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, the leadership of the Islamic society is the responsibility of God-fearing, erudite scholars who are highly knowledgeable, pious, courageous, and observant of divine laws to administer the affairs of the state. Though this has been stressed for over a millennium since the absence of the last infallible imam, this concept was given practical shape by the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, and continues under the leadership of his worthy successor, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The role of Imam Khomeini in the first decade of the Islamic Republic resembled the captain of a ship in a stormy sea. Each one of the crises which happened in those years was enough to defeat any revolution. But Imam Khomeini stabilized the Islamic Republic system through his foresight, prudence, patience, courageous decisions, and unique leadership. Following the departure of the founder of the Islamic Republic from the mortal world, the Assembly of Experts, which is a body of qualified jurisprudence elected by the people through nationwide voting, chose Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei as the leader of the Islamic system. For the past three decades, Ayatollah Khamenei has ably guided the Islamic Revolution despite the constant conspiracies of the enemies, especially the great Satan, the United States of America. Ayatollah Khamenei is a far-sighted leader who makes decisions on the basis of the requirements of time and place. He raised his view on the leadership in Islam years before the Islamic Revolution. Now he is a very outstanding theoretician and has practically proved his qualities, whether concerning the internal issues of the country, whether the region, whether affairs of the Islamic world, or whether international relations. Former UN Secretary General Javier Perez de Coya said after meeting Ayatollah Khamenei, "During my tenure, I have met many political personalities, presidents and leaders of the world, but I haven't seen such an astute and prudent politician like Ayatollah Khamenei." Crisis management and enhancement of the spirit of hope and ability are among the managerial features of Ayatollah Khamenei. As the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, he has acted brilliantly in maintenance of security of the Islamic system and the nation, as well as deterring the enemies. In view of many pundits, Iran owes its stability and security in the crisis-prone region of West Asia to the peerless leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei and the unified presence of people on the scene. Jihadi management, countering threats, safeguarding independence, and expansion of the vital and defensive capabilities of Iran beyond its geographical and political borders are the parameters of this management. Undoubtedly, with such a leadership, we can foresee a very bright future with greater achievements. Ayatollah Khamenei has stated, "I have said several times that I see the future very bright, hope-inspiring, and better than the past. Almighty God had told Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, that your future will be better than the past. The labors that our dear Imam Khomeini took for 10 years with the support of the nation was a seed that was sowed in a proper manner. And inshallah, it will bear sweeter fruits in the future. The hard times experienced by the father of the Islamic Revolution, whose courage and power enabled Iran to weather the storms, will no more be repeated. Thus, our future will be very good, bright, and hope-inspiring."